This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. This November marks the 25th anniversary of the North Carolina Latin American Film Festival. One of the films this year focuses on a group of police officers fighting drug dealers in Rio de Janeiro.
They grew up together in the world's most dangerous city, watching the criminals rule the street and the corrupt run the law. But when the city claimed the ones they loved, their only choice was to join the fight. Now, they'll enter the nation's top police force to clean up the crime on both sides of the law.
To tell us about that film and others, we have the director of the North Carolina Latin American Film Festival, Miguel Rojas Sotelo. Welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you. North Carolina filmmakers also featured in the festival. Two of them are with us, Rodrigo Dorfman and Elva Bishop. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Miguel, festival seems to focus on narco trafficking. Tell us about that and something about the films and whether or not that was accidental. Did you just have a lot of films about that particular subject?
Yeah, it's not accidental, actually. We had been thinking about this 25th anniversary and tried to come up with a topic that could summarize what is going on in terms of the region, because the Latin American Film Festival tried to bring a landscape of stories and of sounds and images of the region. But we are all always looking critically at what is going on. It's not only a celebration of culture, because we do celebration of culture, but also we do a critical celebration of culture. And the past 25 years has been, you know, just crossed by this phenomenon that is persistent and is getting closer and closer to the north. Then we decided it will be a good opportunity to have a series built into the 25th anniversary. Actually, our research show us that up to 35% of films commercially produced in Latin America in the past 25 years are addressing this particular issue from many perspectives, right? It's not just an issue of violence and corruption, but also is the transformation of culture through this trade that you can just go very, very far in the past and think that this trade is also connected to the issues of colonialization and how, you know, exotic products are then part of larger markets and the demand of these products, you know, makes things really complicated.
Right. And I think it underscores, the theme itself underscores a fact about the festival, which is that it's not all about emigration or immigration. It's about life in the countries that were left behind.
Exactly, and connectivity, right? Because there is this echo happening, right? When you leave in San Pablo, or you leave in Bogota, or in Medellin, or you leave in one of the border towns in Mexico, or you leave in El Salvador, in San Salvador, or in Guatemala, in any other town, and then you come here, you still have this connection with your, you know, life, your culture, but also with the larger economic implications of that, right? You are not only an immigrant, a cultural immigrant, you are an economic immigrant too. And then suddenly you start looking at this issue of narco-trafficking and the paths of narco-trafficking, and then we are all connected. Here is the big demand for this thing. Then we're part of, you know, it's the other side of the same issue.
Well, Rodrigo Dorfman, you have three short films that fall under the title of Latino Traditions. One of them is about a father and son musical team, and I want to hear a clip right now.
A Latino-inspired song sung by a Swedish pop group, reinterpreted once upon a time by a Mexican boy. The road of Latin American folklore seems wide open, and who knows, he might even have room for the Kinks.
Here we have a clip from the film Grupo Los Morales, Immigrant Latin American Music. It's one of three short films from Rodrigo Dorfman in his Latino Traditions. It's an entry in this year's North Carolina Latin American Film Festival. Rodrigo, tell us about that film.
Yes. The project itself is actually a multimedia project that lives online. And you can find it at latinotraditions.org. And originally it was meant to be as a multimedia educational documentary about how immigrants came to North Carolina and have actually slowly evolved and are changing their culture as they are becoming more Americanized, as they're becoming more as they are finding their way into this world, and how they're having children and how they're reacting to the market in many ways. And so for me, the beauty was that once upon a time I came here and I was kind of saddened because I felt kind of far away from Latin America, my country being Chile. And all of a sudden, slowly, Latin America started coming to us, to North Carolina, to the shores. And it was amazing and beautiful. And I think for me as a North Carolinian and a Latino, for me, what was really interesting is seeing how the immigrants take their Latino traditions into North Carolina and they start changing it and they start evolving it. They start playing with it and they start creating something new. And Los Morales is a beautiful example of someone who's taking these old songs that in Latin America are sort of forgotten sometimes, and they're taking them back to the immigrants here, and then the immigrants are refining them again, and they're crying and they have tears and they're reconnecting, but they're not there.
Yeah, it really underscores the nuance and subtlety and maybe the paradox of the word assimilation. I mean, you think about what that means. Does it mean to assimilate to a completely different culture, or does it mean bringing something to that culture that changes it? So what are you assimilating to? And I think I would like to play another clip now of a different film that I think illustrates this almost as well, Dancing in the Streets, Takiri Dance Academy. And here's a young girl talking about how performing in Durham is different from performing in her home country of Colombia. Let's listen.
So dancing in a parking lot in Durham is definitely a completely new thing that I wouldn't have done in Colombia anywhere, because the level of appreciation is completely different, and also is more like here I've been removed from my culture, from everything, you know, I've always grown up with, and this is the only contact that I have with it besides speaking Spanish at home and having my mom and my sister with me. So in having this idea of, you know, creating a space where we can actually connect with that again and just think about how wonderful it is to dance and get on that mode, that's what is very exciting to me, and that's what actually I appreciate more than going and doing it in a parking lot in Bogota.
It's creative destruction in a way, in terms of assimilating, but also bringing something new and then finding something new.
Right. And what's beautiful about it is that she was telling me that if she performed in a parking lot in Bogota, people would think just she's insane, and they would demean the culture in a way. And so here you are in America, where actually things are wide open and there are open spaces. And I think that's also what the film festival is about creating open spaces where people come together and they share different cultures and they intermingle and they learn about each other. And also we see the connection between the local and the global. And for me, it's quite a treat to be able to also put together something that says Latino traditions, and in a way to open up the discussion away from the sort of the Mexican centrific idea that a lot of people have about what culture is,
Latin culture, yes.
Right.
I think you're completely right, Rodrigo, and that is how to build community and how to create public space in a space that lacks this public space that is very different to Latin American spaces, right? In Latin America, we have all these public spaces open and people cross them and interact all the time. And here we have this four-hour immigrants because of what we know. Public space can be threatened, right? Can be complicated. Then when we have children dancing Latin American true rhythms, and when we have people in La Maldita Vecindad here in Durham taking over an entire parking lot, dancing their traditional dances that are Aztec, but also that try to praise La Virgen de Guadalupe. We have the recreation of this public space, the recreation of a space that is missing, but that true culture can be, you know, achieved again.
Well, Elva, tell us about your film. It's called Seed Spirits, the Otomi of North Carolina del Norte. You put it together along with North Carolina filmmaker Altha Cravey. Tell us about it a little bit.
Altha is from the UNC Department of Geography, and she's a Latin Americanist. The Otomi are the fifth largest indigenous group in Mexico, And there are a number of them living here in Durham, mainly from the state of Puebla. And we follow their traditions both in their hometown of San Pablito and here in Durham, especially Carnival and the Day of the Dead, which happens to be today.
Today.
And so you talk about those traditions. Are they still celebrated here? And how is it a look at how they change and the impact they have on people here?
No, they're very much celebrated here. And actually, there's a huge emphasis on authenticity with the Otomi and resistance to change and preserving their culture exactly as it was.
That's one of the interesting things about immigrants all over is that, in a sense, their culture stops the minute they cross the border.
Yeah, sometimes it becomes essentialized to... Yeah. And then there is this connection between the people there in the South and the people here, because here we try to keep it as authentic, as traditional, as pure as possible. And then when you go back, because there is this back and forth of you know, trading and everything, there is more, you know, opening to transformation, right? It's very interesting what happens.
Were you finding that conflict, that a kind of a clash of cultures for people who would go back?
You mean back to Puebla?
Yeah.
Well, and the only thing I can think of in that is that there is a conflict now between Halloween and Day of the Dead.
Exactly.
Instead of just the Day of the Dead.
And because it's celebrated so differently, are there mm-hmm. And is that generational? So younger people tend to want to celebrate Halloween, and does it become a source of tension in the household, or is it just one of those things
you shrug
your shoulders and let it go?
Yeah.
Tell us about the significance of this festival itself, Miguel. The fact that it's now 25 years old.
Exactly, and I think we want to make clear this: the festival is also a community and a collective enterprise. The festival started in 86, was founded and created by Sharon Mojica, a very well-known Latin Americanist in UNC and in Duke. And then through the years, it became a collaborative project. You know, we have been working with six universities, different campuses, community centers, the film festival, that is like an anti-film festival that is not concentrated in one place, in one set of cinemas or in one theater. No, it spreads across the geography of North Carolina. We're screening films in Greensboro in three places, in Charlotte, in Durham, in three or four venues, in Raleigh, in Chapel Hill, in Carver, everywhere. We are trying to get closer to our audiences, trying to build community ties, trying to bring also interest into issues related to Latin America. The film festival is not only about films, it's also about conversations, forums, discussions, art exhibits, music. We have all sorts of events connected to it.
That suggests that you're seeking a broader audience than just the Latin American or Latino audience.
Definitely, because if you enjoy having a burrito, a real burrito in one of these taquerias, if you really enjoy to have, you know, pico de gallo or, you know, guacamole, then you will enjoy, you know, this films, you know, because we have all sorts of films.
Have the audiences changed over the 25 years?
Definitely. Initially, speaking with Sharon, and this also is going to be a festival honoring her work, she started it because it was this vacuum on Latin American images and sounds 25 years ago. But then the demographics changed so fast and so dramatically that there is also now another audience that we are reaching out, that is the Latino community, because also this disconnection, right? You don't have cultural content in, let's say, Latin American cultural content in the normal life, probably through TV or through radio, but it's very distorted. It's not real. It's just to create consumers, right? Then the Latin American Film Festival brings probably raw material, you know, raw stories that are more connected to the realities that are happening in Latin America without the mediation of the market.
What about do you see, Elva, the fact that you came at this, I suspect, from an academic point of view, and yet it is about culture. Is it the kind of thing, and are we seeing more of this now, where what we come to academically becomes entertaining for people across cultures, just because for its own interest and not for what sort of we learn about cross-cultural analysis and change in cultures?
Yeah, well, I think this is a culture that's fascinating visually. And there's another thing about it that's very interesting, the music from this area. They use the fiddle and the guitar. And strangely enough, it sounds a lot like North Carolina music. And we have a lot of examples of that in the film.
And Rodrigo, I know that you've been documenting this for a long time. Again, this business of assimilation and how cultures change. What's happened to the North Carolina cultural scene, do you think? What are some of the evidence of change culturally here in this state, just as the result of the kind of immigration flow and the contact that we've had over the past several decades?
Well, I think, first of all, just in terms of numbers, right? I remember when I started here in 1985, you could count the Latinos that I knew in one hand. And just in terms of large numbers, what we have is just, therefore, more food. And also we have more people. And then we have a whole sort of invisible culture, which is like the culture of soccer, the culture of the quinceañera, the culture of the birthdays, and all the people around it who actually are making the products, who are selling the products. And so we have all these alternative communities that are existing. And sometimes you just have to make a left turn off Main Street, and you will find yourself in a universe that is both Latin America and the U.S. And that's what I like about it, is that we get both worlds at the same time, and it's something new and exciting.
I want to thank all of you for being on the program. Rodrigo Dorfman, a North Carolina filmmaker. His project is called Latino Traditions. Miguel Rojas Sotelo is the director of the North Carolina Latin American Film Festival. Elva Bishop is a North Carolina filmmaker, and her film, Seed Spirits, the Otomi of Carolina del Norte, going to be shown 4 o'clock November 19th at the FedEx Global Education Center on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. Thanks to all of you for being on the program.
Thank you. If you want to go to check the programming, go to latinfilmfestivalnc.com. Everything is there. Free and open for the people.
All the information. Friday night, of course, November 4th, we're expecting to see you at the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapahaw, where we will debut the Jade City Pharoah live on the stage with some great music. Hope to see you on the 4th. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio.